I would not describe you as an adrenaline junkie, Kelly.
No. No, I'm more of a couch junkie.
That's right.
Couch potato.
It's 99.7 EJX. Adrenaline junkies, though, looking for that next thrill. They have an urge to do things thrilling.
They do things like jump out of planes.
That's right. Skydive.
And climb mountains.
That's right. Thomas didn't want to be on the news. Found himself in the spotlight for our Setting the Bar story, though, which is what, Kelly?
Well, an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck, free climbing. That is rock climbing without any sort of harness or rope.
That's insanity.
On the side of the mountain without gear and having to call 911 when you realized you're stuck.
Like, I don't understand that.
Doing okay.
Why do you insist on doing it without gear? That
Thomas
is the most dangerous thing you can
is
do.
Is an adrenaline junkie. He needs that thrill in his life.
Okay, you can do that, but use ropes. Because how can you know you're not going to get in this exact situation?
Well, he found him that on a Mount Yona in Georgia. Got stuck on a ledge. Without,
it's just like a straight, just straight up and down.
I mean,
he's just ledge.
He's just wearing a backpack. He's got shorts and a t-shirt on. He just looks like a normal guy.
He's going to school,
right? He looks like he's going to school. Not climbing, not rock climbing. Standing on a tiny little jagged edge, held on with one hand, and then called 911 with the other.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
Yona Mountain.
You're by the overhang.
Yeah, I'm to the south side of it. Swing it to like major lookout spot.
Yeah. And then, so they had to get like a drone to locate him. They had a firefighter rappel down the mountain to save him.
I don't know if he's a minute away from falling or 2 hours away from falling.
Yeah.
But I do know that if he falls, it will be catastrophic.
Well, yeah.
He's not surviving that.
He's going to die.
Yeah.
I have to get him to stand up on one leg to get the harness over one leg, switch feet, get the other leg in, get the harness around his waist.
Yeah, I mean, he had to try to do all that while he's rappelling,
right.
And while Thomas has nothing.
Nope.
He's just suspended over nothing.
First of all, there is like footage. It looks like he's kind of like scrolling his phone. He's hanging off the side of a mountain with one hand.
I think he's still on the phone with 911
right,
there,
but
yes.
It's like you can kind of see him like open up the screen and
right,
he's kind of like,
right.
All with one hand. It's like, first of all, don't drop your phone, buddy.
No.
And don't let go with your other hand.
No.
It's like, oh my gosh.
He was extremely grateful we were there.
Yes, of course
yeah.
He was. But here's the part that's kind of funny. He was asking the 911 operator. He's like, can we just kind of keep this between us?
Exactly.
I'm not going on the news or anything, am I?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
I don't want my dad to start worrying about me.
Yep. Yeah, don't want my dad to start worrying about me.
Dad's probably going to worry. He's probably going to be like, what in the world? You're climbing without gear?
Listen, I mean, dad probably knows what Thomas's hobbies are. And probably has given
dad
him the talk
he's
before.
He's using gear.
Hmm.
Like, they're special shoes.
I know.
And there's, like, the like chalk
yes.
stuff.
And yes, the chalk stuff.
Like
and the special shoes.
And special shoes. And then, like, ropes.
Yes.
And, like, I don't understand.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting stuck free climbing on the side of a mountain without gear and then having to call 911 and then pleading with the 911 operator.
Let's not tell anybody about this.
Hey, you know what? Let's just keep this between us.
It's insane. Like the footage of him just dangling off of him.
I mean,
he's standing. He's not like hanging, but he's standing, holding on with one hand, just kind of scrolling his phone.
Hey, can we just go ahead and keep this between us?
Turns out, I don't know how to get off this mountain. If you could provide some assistance
with
a helicopter.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be super duper.
And the next question I'm wondering is like, does this cost anything to have you guys come rescue me?
Hopefully that's just a service that firefighters provide.
We're going to work that out.
Yeah. So that's your Setting the Bar story.
Oh, my goodness.
On 99.7 EJX.